KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, it's partly cloudy and 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated showers and thunderstorms possible, a high around 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Iowa Department of Transportation has closed the outside lanes of I-680 and the westbound I-680 exit ramp at exit 1 near Crescent. That as the water inches toward the road. Traffic is still flowing freely this morning on Interstate 29 near Milepost 66, which is the Honey Creek area. The DOT says they're watching that area very closely as conditions could change quickly. The Atlantic High School recently completed the addition of a new hallway connecting the gymnasium to the multipurpose room and wrestling room. Authorities, or rather the school district, says that this was made possible by various generous donations from the Little Trojans Wrestling and Atlantic Booster Club. And they say the hallway will allow for the movement of people and equipment between those two areas without having them exposed to the elements. The Creston Police Department says four people were arrested Tuesday, three of them on drug charges. 31-year-old Wayman Foster of Creston was arrested at around 1 p.m. at his residence for violation of a protection order, possession of a controlled substance first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Foster was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. 32-year-old Ashley Foster of the same address was arrested at about the same time on the same charges. She was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. At around 1:20 p.m. Tuesday, 18-year-old Chaz Miller of Orient was arrested at the Foster's residence on charges of possession of controlled substance first offense and possession of paraphernalia. Miller was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,300 bond. And at around 11:20 last night, 27-year-old Brandon Case of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of a protection order. He was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County arrested a man on a public intoxication charge last night after they saw him stumbling across the road near 7th and Nottoway Streets in Corning. Authorities say Jerry Lee Gilbert of Corning smelled strongly of alcohol when they found him at around 9 p.m. Gilbert admitted to being intoxicated. He was placed under arrest for public intoxication third or subsequent offense and transported to the Adams County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. The Creston Police Department said yesterday 43-year-old Christine Selvey of Creston had been arrested Monday morning. She was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense. Selvey was later released on $1,000 bond. A judge on Tuesday sentenced 34-year-old Toby McCunn of Red Oak to life in prison without the possibility of parole for a fatal shooting that took place in Shenandoah April 22nd. Judge Jeffrey Larson also ordered McCunn to pay restitution in the amount of $150,000 to the family of the victim, 33-year-old Joshua Jordan. McCunn was found guilty of first-degree murder last month. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say Alan Long of Prescott was arrested Monday on charges of sexual abuse in the third degree, lascivious acts with a child, and child endangerments. His cash bond was set at $22,000. Angela Long of Prescott was arrested for child endangerment. Her cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday said three male teenagers faced charges in connection with an incident in Carson Monday evening. The teens, ages 17, 15, and 13, were arrested after deputies were dispatched to the area of 130 North Rodeo Drive for a report of criminal mischief. The unidentified teens were charged with third-degree arson, burglary in the third degree, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Additional details were not immediately available. Also, police in Creston say the driver of an SUV and a 12-year-old girl were injured during a collision Friday morning. Authorities say Mercedes Quinn of Creston was a passenger in a 2005 Chevy Equinox driven by 19-year-old Mia Maxwell of Creston. According to the report, the SUV was facing east on Townline Road, stopped in traffic at around 7:25 a.m. and waiting to turn into the Creston High School parking lot. And the vehicle was struck from behind by a 2002 Toyota Tundra. The Tundra was driven by 15-year-old Luke Tebenkamp of Creston. The teen told police he didn't see the SUV due to the glare from the sun. Quinn and Maxwell were transported by Union County medics to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston for treatment of undisclosed injuries. Damages amounted to $6,000. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For a great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.